Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabbi Deborah Brandt, and this is day 9 of our 40 days of Teshuvah devotional. The goal of El Chet is to get to the root of the problem, to become more like Yeshua and to become conformed to His image, and Torah is a process. It does not happen overnight. The key is never to give up, because He does not give up on us. We are all under construction and a work in progress. El Chet 9:8. For the sin that we have sinned before you with knowledge and deceit. Knowledge is a powerful tool and a dangerous weapon when misused. I just want to share, this isn't in the devotional, but I was looking at today in Mishlei or Proverbs, the different Hebrew words used in the book of Proverbs. And I think they're really applicable to what we are doing during this time of Teshuvah. I want to open up with Proverbs 1:29. And this is from the Hebrew translation. Because they hated knowledge and did not choose fear of Yahweh, they did not desire my counsel, and they spurned all my reproof. They will eat from the fruit of their way and be sated with their own schemes. For the waywardness of simpletons will kill them, and the contentments of fools will destroy them. So if we look at this verse, it says, because they hated knowledge. The word, Hebrew word for knowledge is da'at. And did not choose fear of Hashem or Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. Choice applies where there are two alternatives. We see where the Father told them, I have placed before you today the life and the good and the death and the evil, and you shall choose life. Not only do they fail to actively pursue the fear of Hashem or Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, which is the most vital thing of all, but even if it were one or two choices available to them, they would not choose it. So here we see the Father rebuking His people regarding their hatred of knowledge, but also that misuse of knowledge. Because Hashem, or Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, gave them the choice, gave them choices, they made the wrong choice. So I just want to look at some Hebrew words used in the book of Proverbs. The first one is chokmah, which is wisdom. The attainment of chokmah is a major goal. It is defined as knowing the way of the righteous, truth, and justice. It implies a proper choice between two opposite courses of action, such as cruelty and compassion, arrogance and humility, brazenness and shame, eating and fasting, holiness and impurity. The next word is musar. Musar also refers to the perfection of character traits, which is inextricably linked to wisdom. For musar cannot be attained without chokmah. Chokmah without musar is like a tent without ropes. And this is, again, a commentary from the Art Scroll series, which is actually a study in the book of Proverbs. The next Hebrew word is bina, which means understanding or discernment. Bina refers to one's ability to deduce one thing from another. The next is musar haskal, means wise discipline, and is related to the term intelligence. A person must apply musar precepts intelligently and not foolishly. For instance, if a friend makes a request and the dictates of musar would seem to obligate one to comply, one must still analyze the situation to see if granting the request in this particular case would be wise or foolish. The next two words are simpleton and scoffer. A simpleton is easily swayed toward evil ways because he lacks the knowledge to accept chokmah or wisdom and reject the evil inclination. A scoffer mocks chokmah because he cannot be proven through logic, but he does not hate it. However, since he mocks anything that is based on faith alone, he lacks fear of God. the only key that can unlock the portals of God's chokmah. The other term is fool. A fool knows chokmah. He is not deficient in his ability to understand it, but he rejects it because he demands that he not indulge his every desire. He is worse than a scoffer because he despises chokmah or wisdom. The next is shrewdness or cleverness. And Arum is a shrewd person who uses the art of persuasion to convince others to do wrong. And then skeptic. A skeptic lacks fear of God. Malbum relates the term to maybe, denoting doubt, since doubters are skeptical about wise men and fear of Hashem. Their skepticism does not allow them to accept the teachings of wisdom and discipline. We see also in 1 Corinthians regarding the spiritual gifts, and two of those gifts are word of wisdom and word of knowledge. Knowledge is good if used correctly to bless others, but it's bad if that knowledge is used to destroy lives and deceive people. We need to ask ourselves too, can God trust us with knowledge about somebody in order for us to use it to minister to them and to help them? Knowledge can puff up as with pride or humble us. It can be used to build up others or tear them down. What are we doing with the knowledge God has given us regarding His Torah, teachings, and instructions? Are we using it as a weapon to hurt, or are we using that knowledge to bring healing to the body of Messiah? Do we choose to deceive others even though we have the knowledge of the truth? Are we puffed up with pride because of the knowledge or degrees we have attained in life and let others know what we have achieved? Or do we thank God that we were blessed enough to be able to afford the schooling to give us knowledge so we can be an asset to our country or community? Or do we look down our noses at others who God is using, but who do not have the means of life to obtain the education that you have? So how are we to use godly knowledge that God has blessed us with? Yaakov, or James 3:13-18. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descends not from above, but is earthly, sensual, and devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion in every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Again, the Hebrew word for knowledge is da'at. And if you have the book, you can look up these scriptures in more detail. But it's a feminine noun meaning knowledge, knowing, learning, discernment, insight, and notion. The word occurs 40 of its 91 times in Proverbs as one of the many words associated with the biblical concept of wisdom. The root meaning of the term is knowledge or knowing. In Proverbs 24:3-4, it is the third word in a chain of three words describing the building of a house by wisdom, the establishment of that house by understanding, and finally, the filling of the rooms of the house with knowledge. The word describes God's gift of technical or specific knowledge, along with wisdom and understanding to Bezalel, so he can construct the tabernacle. We see that in Exodus 31:3. 35:31 and Psalm 94:10. It also describes the Israelites when they lacked the proper knowledge to please God. Isaiah 5:13, Hosea 4:6. God holds both pagan unbelievers and Israelites responsible to know Him. On the other hand, a lack of knowledge also describes the absence of premeditation or intentionality. That lack of knowledge clears a person who has accidentally killed somebody. And we see that in Deuteronomy 4:42, Joshua 23, and Joshua 25. The word is also used in the sense of knowing by experience, relationship, or encounter. For example, Balaam received knowledge from the Most High, who met him in a vision, number 24:16. The knowledge gained by the suffering servant of Isaiah justified many people, Isaiah 53:11. Again, we know that refers to Yeshua. And to truly to know the Holy God leads to real understanding, Proverbs 9:10. This moral, experiential knowledge of good and evil was forbidden to the human race in the Garden of Eden, Genesis 2:9 and Genesis 2:17. But the Messiah, Yeshua, has the spirit of understanding in full measure as the spirit of Yahweh accompanied him, Isaiah 11:2. The term is also used to indicate insight or discernment. God imparted discernment to the psalmist when he trusted in God's commandments, Psalm 119:66. Job was guilty of speaking words without discernment, literally words without knowledge, Job 34:35 and Job 38:2. God alone possesses all knowledge. No one can impart knowledge to God, for his knowledge, learning, and insight are perfect, Job 21:22. He alone has full knowledge about the guilt, innocence, or uprightness of a person, Job 10:7. God's knowledge of a human being is so profound and all-encompassing that the psalmist recognizes that such knowledge is too attainable by people, Psalm 139:6. Some knowledge is empty and useless, but God's people and a wise person are marked by true knowledge of life in the divine, Proverbs 2:5, 8:10, 10:14, and 12:1. Knowledge affects behavior, for persons who control their speech have true knowledge, Proverbs 17:27. While the preacher of Ecclesiastes admits that knowledge may result in pain, chapter 1:18, Ecclesiastes, he also asserted that having knowledge is, in the end, better, for it protects the life of the one who has it, Ecclesiastes 7:12, and it is God's gift, Ecclesiastes 2:26. So again, this sin that we're referring to is misuse of knowledge and being deceitful, not telling the truth. So, journal, food for thought. Did I use knowledge of a certain situation to deceive others? Did I use knowledge to deceive myself, i.e., did I rationalize away my bad actions? Did I use knowledge to circumvent the spirit of the Torah? Did I use knowledge to show off and impress others? Did I use knowledge to embarrass someone and belittle them?